welcome Steve Brott. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the World Hunger Consortium. And it's my pleasure to welcome you to the first ever Technical Plenary and Advisory Committee Meetings Week, and especially we're calling it TPAC 2007. And we're going to have at least one more of those, and I'll be asking you a little bit later to fill in a survey to help us to determine, you know, what we can do to improve the format over time. I have a few preliminary announcements I wanted to make, too. Well, before I get to that, a few sort of administrative announcements. First of all, how's everyone doing with the wireless? Raise your hand if you're having some trouble. Oh, it's a miracle. We have a couple people. I mean, if you have any trouble, keep your hand up. Maybe someone can come around and help you. Also, we're going to be logging the meeting in a couple of ways. First of all, we have an IRC channel, and for those of you who can't see it up here, IRC channel, you can go to ircw3.w3.org, port 6665. There's actually a password, so we'll join the channel, #TPAC space, go stop.
No, #TP.
We're in the wrong place.
TPAC, TP.
Go stop.
That's TP.
Just TP?
That's TP.
Okay. And we actually have a TPAC channel also.
Which one should we
only clarify in? That. So which channel are we
going to use? On one.
Okay, so is there a password there, Rob?
Beantown.
Just TP. That's wrong. Okay. Just #TP and then Beantown. That's how we change all that. But, okay, great. That's, so any questions about that? We do have people listening remotely. And a couple of interesting announcements. First of all, my mic be overblown here a little bit.
No, it was, somebody left their...
We're going to be audio recording this day for the first time. And we have a group in Colorado who are doing real-time transcription of the audio. So we're going to have both audio file, WAV files, or I guess there's some other format files that will be on Corbis-related files on the web, linked from our agenda eventually, plus this transcription of what we're saying. So you should know that the words you're saying are going to be heard and read and will be public. So keep that in mind. You're talking. We're working around here. But it should be kind of interesting. Maybe moving towards a whole video transcription capturing next year, so it's kind of exciting. Trying to think, any other administrative things before we make some introductions? So go ahead. So first of all, it is an exciting time to be working in the web. I know just over the last 6 years that I've been in WWDC, I've been very impressed with the increase in interest in using web technologies in very different ways than just posting and linking documents, which is kind of a way that the web had been for the first 10 years of this web. Within W3C itself, of course, it's very exciting, but outside it's very exciting too. There's about 1.2 billion people now accessing the web on desktops and laptops. Of course, a very exciting phenomenon is the growth in the use of
mobile phones every day coming on into use, and all the work we're doing in mobile web is going to open up the web and the internet and communication and commerce to a much larger fraction of the Earth's population than ever before. Within W3C, I'm very excited about the work we're doing in mobile web, ubiquitous web, the work we're doing in semantic web and web services and all these new areas, web accessibility. But we're going to have some interesting discussions today about some of the web technologies that really power the web of today, or the people's web. So I think it's going to be kind of a very interesting session for you. Also, just so you know, of course, you people in the room, the people who are here at the technical plenary, are really amongst the people who power W3C, who really develop our standards and get them out there in the world. And right now we have about 1,400 people working in 60 groups across W3C, so only a fraction of them are here today. But I really want to thank you right up front for all the great work you guys are doing within W3C. So, of course, your assignment for the week is to... is to get to know each other a little bit better, to spend time in the meetings that you're having, of course, on the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But I know a very important part for you are the breaks and the reception and so on. And we do have a really nice reception plan for you tonight up on the 16th floor of the hotel. Beautiful view. If the weather's as nice as it's been, you're going to have a really enjoyable view up there. And hopefully you'll enjoy a continued conversation and nourishment while you're there, too. So I look forward to seeing you all there tonight. Of course, today, hopefully you'll listen. We've done a great job providing you with wireless connections. And I know you've got a lot of important work to do on your laptops. But I really hope you'll take the time to listen and savor the messages that are being put forth up here. But more importantly, to participate in those as well. And we do have microphones up here. We've asked all of the moderators of our sessions to give plenty of time, hopefully 10 to 20 minutes at least, of time to entertain questions from the floor. So when the time comes, queue up at one of the two microphones here, and we'll try to get to you as quickly as possible. Of course, make your statements and comments as short as possible and get to the point so we can have as many people get up to the microphone as possible. Also, I mentioned the feedback survey. The URI is for it here, but since you don't want to bother reading all that, you can certainly just go to our agenda page for today, and you'll see also the feedback survey there. And we're asking quite a few more questions than usual because this is a new format, combining the technical plenary and advisory committee meetings. So we really want to get your feedback about how is this working or what we can do to improve next time. So a summary of what we're going to do is here. I don't think I need to read it all off to you. A lot of exciting things. I just want to remind you again about the Birds of Feather table signups, which are just outside the hall here. If for some reason the pages get filled up, we'll try to pay attention to that, but you can always go up to the reception desk and we'll put some new pages up for you. We're hoping that we have a real active number of tables. Again, they'll be up at the 16th floor at lunch today, so it's going to be kind of a fun place to have your discussions, probably a little bit quieter than the tent. The rest of you will be having lunch in the tent area as well, so that's also hopefully you'll enjoy that just as much. But a lot of interesting things for you today, and I want to thank our sponsors for the technical plenary advisory committee meeting 2007, BEA, Cisco, and IBM, and Nokia. This is our biggest meeting of the year, and you know, without their sponsorship, we couldn't have provided all the facilities and capabilities that we've been able to provide for you here. W3C. Yeah. Just reminded too, I'd like to ask you not to take flash photography in the room. We have some people who are sensitive to sharp strobe type lights, so please don't refrain from flash photography. And another thing is that we do have press listening as well. I mentioned the thing's public and it's going to be out there for people to see and hear. But also we're going to have press covering this too, which is kind of great. Some bloggers, we have some press. We're going to actually have a press event, a press conference today at noon for the sponsors and some of the W3C teams. So we're looking to really open up the work that we're doing here to the public more than we have in the past.